Dog sniffing in Australia to prove life existed on Mars, yay, sure. Australian scientists, and their dog, say life once existed on Mars. Credit, fixitearth.com. Dateline, Sydney, AFP, Jan 29, 2004. Australian scientists said Thursday that a dog with a nose for sewage had found evidence that life once, and may still, exist on Mars. Biophysicist Tony Taylor said his mongrel had sniffed out bacteria in mud from Queensland state that matched fossils of primitive organisms in a Martian meteorite which plunged into Antarctica 13,000 years ago. This theory is backed by NASA scientists who examined the potato-sized meteorite called ALH84001, after it was retrieved in 1984 and concluded 12 years later that life existed on Mars. Taylor said his 13-year-old dingo Kelpie had unearthed the mud-bound bacteria on the Queensland coast in the 1990s. Taylor told AFP, he had taught the dog to sniff out sediments containing specific bacteria. Taylor and colleague Professor John Berry examined 82 different bacteria retrieved from the area identified by the dog and discovered they contained 11 characteristics also found in the Mars fossil, including a structure other scientists claimed could only be formed by intense heat. They were a perfect match. Absolutely perfect. 11 features out of 11, said Taylor, whose work was published Thursday in the Journal of Microscopy. These fossils are 4 billion years old, they predate the fossil record of life here on Earth. You have to understand, this has been the most emotional, heated debate in history, he said. He now believes the combined data warrant a manned mission to Mars to retrieve further samples. The results indicate that life was once there and might still be there. When we say life, we're talking about bacteria, single-cell primitive life forms, like we have here on Earth. It'd be underground, we'd have to drill down, so these little rovers that are crawling all over the surface would never find it. Well, Lassie, step aside. What further evidence do we need to spend an estimated $400 to $600 billion of tax money to send a manned mission to Mars to drill for bacteria and prove evolutionism all over the universe over billions of years? I mean, an old dog has sniffed out certain bacteria in Queensland that were also found in a potato-sized meteorite from Mars, huh? That NASA authenticates, huh? Scientists have denounced this rock 100 times. Science is so wonderful. All hail bacteria. It's very moving. Sniff, excuse me. I'll try to go on. I mean, just think about it. A little bitty meteor blown 300 million miles from Mars to Earth, and choke. Sniff, and scientists just happened to find it. And then, sniff, they found bacteria in it just like those we have on Earth, and then, of all things, this sweet old dog confirms that there is or has been life on Mars. And NASA agrees, ooh, I'm telling you, it gets you right here. I ask you, who can hold back their emotions in the face of such marvelous things science can do to prove that creation by God is just a childish superstition and that old dingo has confirmed that we all evolved up from bacteria over billions of years? Oh my, give me, sniff, another Kleenex. I must tell the grandchildren, it's so important for them to understand.